What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Wake on up. Wake up with a nice cup of Joe.
What's up, Joe, bro?
Featuring Joe Spadoni.
He's an Italian.
And Joe, the Butcher Boy Shasky.
I am slippery.
Oh! The best part of waking up is morning roast in your cup.
It is the morning roast, man, on 95.7 The Game.
To be number 75, he's very, very stingy with his pitches tonight.
Bounce the other way. Nasty. Cannot come up with it.
Be interesting to see how they rule this play. I mean, there hasn't been any hits yet. Looks like his feet gave out on him. He had a little slip going.
Bow, bow, bow.
Dwayne Kuiper, Mike Kruger on the call, NBC Sports Bay Area. Giants fall to the Royals 3-1. Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, to this lovely, lovely Tuesday here in downtown San Francisco. As I say good morning to Joe Shasky, Sam Lubman, Carter, Matt Nahegan, all you lovely people just getting off work, getting ready for work, getting ready for summer. It is approaching, and it has been beautiful out here in the Bay Area. Whether you're in San Francisco, I'm out in Oakland, it's been gorgeous. Walking around Lake Merritt yesterday, it was popping. Sundress conditions, you got the dogs out. It was beautiful. Not beautiful last night, though. And listen, we'll get right into it. A lot's taking place right now. We have the Western Conference Finals starting tonight. OKC, Minnesota, a trip to the finals on the line for one Anthony Edwards or Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. We got Knicks. We got Pacers tomorrow. We got Fred Warner locked up, baby. Fred Warner, 3-year extension. So you take care of
Yay!
Kittle. You take care of Purdy. And now you take care of Warner, three of arguably your best players last season, get locked up for the future. That is always good news. I love a drama-free off season for the 49ers, and it's been very, very underrated in my humble opinion. But I want to get to the game we just watched last night. And I get in here. It's a Tuesday. Not my favorite day of the week, Joe. I'm just letting you know. I don't like Tuesdays very much. It's just it's the worst day of the week. One of the few things Mark Willard and I agree on is that Tuesdays are unequivocally the worst days of the week. Mondays are interesting because we get the whole totality of the weekend to react to.
Okay.
Tuesday, we settle in. It's like, all right, this is, all right, we're back now. The swing of things. But I take a seat, pop a squat here, and, you know, we're talking about the show, and the first thing he says, hey, Joe, are you hot on, you know, that potential no-hitter getting broken up yesterday from Chris Bubich? It's a great name. I just wanted to say the name, Bubich. I was like, Am I hot on it? Yeah, because, you know, Sam Lubman and Carter back there, They're very upset about that being ruled a base hit for Wilmer Flores. They're very upset about it. They feel some type of way. I was like, who cares about? I don't mean to go steiny on us at 6:09 this morning. Who cares about no hitters anymore?
That's the reason I get pissed.
No one. When we live in an era where basically going through five innings is a quality start now for some people, who gives a damn about no hitters?
What?
So no, I don't care. I mean, the amount of combined no hitters that happen now, it's more than actual pitchers going through nine innings. No, I don't care, Joe.
Is the last Giants no hitter Chris Heston?
No, it was Blake Snell last year.
Oh, that's right.
And you don't even remember.
You don't even remember. It's like his only complete game of his career.
I totally forgot.
Well, also he became a Dodger, so I kind of etched it out of my head.
Is Blake Snell even real?
But that tells you all you need to know.
Well, no, you just proved your point out the gate. You say how quality starts are a big deal, but no one cares about no hitters. No hitters are harder than quality starts. So you just disproved yourself right out the gate here 5 minutes into the show.
Look how passionate you guys are about the no hitter. Baseball's not boring. See my Odyssey podcast.
Garlic fries the baseball, guys.
On that play, I want to get to your bigger point in a second. On that play, it's Wilmer Flores who hits like a little chopper. You're playing a little up the middle. If you're the second baseman, you're going to your left. And I deem that to be a pretty routine play. I think that, yeah, you're relocating to go to your left on a chopper.
I think we all can agree on that. That looked like a very routine.
I thought it was erroneously called a hit. Originally they called it an error. Then they switched it to a hit. And I thought they were wrong.
Was that some home cooking yesterday?
Absolutely.
I was like, all right, come on.
But also, you have to understand, and you'll see this with young Benny. There's this thing called Game Changer, and it's basically keeping book online so that everyone can see. And sometimes you put video, so you'll put your phone on the chain link fence. Yeah, Game Changer. So
I could stream a game and like anyone can watch it.
Yeah, kindergarten, whatever, but not the Giants spring training games because, you know, that would cost too much money. But everybody else, so like 8U games right now, let's say you're the Burlingame Pirates or whatever, the Feds or you would. Yeah, there's a team called the Feds. They're actually very, very good.
They are. Don't sleep on the Feds.
No, they're sweet. But like, you put the phone on the fence, and it videos the game, and then there's another mom or dad who's in the stands who will keep book, right? And so, like, little Johnny will get a dribbler base hit, right? And someone will throw it down the line, and it's obviously an error. But instead of scoring it an error, they're like, little Johnny got a double. And it's like, nah, that wasn't a double, but that's okay. And so it keeps all the stats and everything, and then you look up at the end of the year, and you're like, how the heck did little Johnny, who didn't get a legitimate hit all year, lead us in doubles, triples, and home runs? Well, because he got a bunch of little league doubles, triples, and home runs, which were really errors, but that's okay. And so that's what that reminded me of yesterday, of the dad who's scoring the game for his own child. Yeah, we're going to call that a hit. No, that wasn't a hit.
So Robbie Ray, that's his first, or the first Giants loss in a Robbie Ray start, correct, Sam?
He's been brilliant.
He was awesome yesterday. He was really good yesterday. He goes 7 innings, 6 hits. A walk and 7 Ks. Are you kidding me? Score some runs, Giants. That's all. But Bubic, hey, to his credit, local guy, Archbishop Mitty,
yeah.
Stanford, he was balling yesterday and unfortunately was not able to get that no-hitter because that's really going to be keeping him up and awake at
so
night.
So you're really bugged about the no-no thing.
Just don't care anymore.
Well, on a Monday night where...
It's so watered down now for me, the amount of no-hitters that are like three or four or five combined no hitters
that I
become such commonplace in the last decade that it's really it's lost its shine.
But for last night, so last night,
there's at least like four or five a year. It feels like, so, but which that it's not like a perfect game, Joe. Like that's where I get at. Like
perfect is games, only what, 20 of them or whatever.
It's so much. It's so rare to get a perfect game that it does feel really special when it happens.
The
no-hitter
is
no longer special. How about that?
Oh, okay.
It's no longer special.
Is the triple-double special?
No. That's like when Luka Doncic is doing that in like a loss all the time. Like, no.
When you got guys who are averaging triple-double for a season.
I agree with that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's sort of... Because no-hitters are still special to me. And I just think of it this way from a consumer standpoint. Like, last night is a random Monday night against the Royals. It is the perfect template for when you're going to have a no-no late in the game. You're watching, you're kind of falling asleep, and you're like, Wow. And then they keep zooming in the camera, the NBC camera, keeps zooming in on how many hits that the Giants have. And you're like, Robbie Ray, no, 0-0. He's given up 4 or 5 hits. But this Bubich kid, yeah. And because he's a local boy, yeah. Because he pitched at Mitty, because he's from San Jose, because he went to Stanford, because he's coming off of Tommy John, I thought it was a pretty cool story. And it was one of the many reasons why I couldn't turn that game off last night. Now, I'm probably more of a baseball lover than most. I think we can all agree, right?
You got your Bobby Witt out there. You love some Bobby Witt.
I do love Bobby Witt. And Willie Adames' base running late in that game. We can get to that at some point.
The Pasquatch.
I don't know.
Paisan, Pasquantino.
Tyler Rock.
Great nickname.
Giving it up. But I guess my question is like, isn't that what, like, lures us in on these random regular season games? We would all agree there's too many baseball games in the regular season. So if you know that there's a no-hitter going on in the 6th or 7th inning, you don't tap in?
Well, are you guys supposed to be Giants fans or not back there? Thumbs up.
But
Giants
I'm rooting for something that's kind of rare.
No. Well, no, I don't want to see the Giants get
no-hitter.
Yeah,
I agree with you.
Thank you. So then why are we defending it?
Because there's a spirit of the game where you want a no-hitter has to be ended on a clean hit.
Totally
that's
agree.
Just the rule of the game.
No. You can get a bunt late. I'm okay with the
bunt late.
Well,
that's cheesy, but yeah, you're correct.
Why is it cheesy?
What if you're down 8-0?
Well, we can get into the
breaking unwritten rules.
Yeah, but you know what, though? Like, a bunt's a bunt. Get on base however you can.
Okay. Fair
you
enough.
Know, like, I'm with you on, like, a regular hit in any fashion. But, like, that one, to me, was an error.
I've seen much more egregious ones that's been ruled, like,
well,
hits.
What was the guy that blew the game in Detroit many years ago?
Armando Galarraga Jim Joyce.
Yes, thank you. Like, that
At
one.
At least he had a lot of remorse, Jim Joyce, about it. He felt, like, truly bad. He wanted to cry. He felt that bad. So,
well, there's a whole nother conversation as someone who's umpired for a long time. Sometimes the angle on where the umpire is up that first baseline actually isn't a great angle. Sometimes it isn't. You're actually sometimes blocked by the first baseman to be able to see the bang bang play. So, like, there's a whole nother conversation about positioning and, you know, every now and then the home plate umpire or someone on the third baseline actually has a better peripheral vision on that bang-bang play at first base. But that's a whole nother Joe Shasky umpire deep dive.
I just think no-hitters are no longer special for me, and we can ask Dave Fleming this. I'm sure he'll disagree with me, and that's fine. Dave Fleming, voice of the San Francisco Giants, will be joined this
week.
So
if little Benny throws a no-no, that's not special?
I mean, is this like...
Sorry, Benny, no McDonald's.
When is this?
You only threw a no-hitter. Yeah. I need a perfect game.
Yeah, McDonald's is expensive. The Happy Meals are sneakily. Those things, you got to get the app, by the way. Hi, I'm Joe Spadoni, and when I go to McDonald's, they make sure you use the McD app. Anyways, but yeah, sure, I'll be excited. It's my son. That's different. But I'll say, you know what? Good effort out there, champ. I'm proud of you for what you did out there. I'm not going to go no-hitter first. Do you feel special, Benny, first and foremost? If you feel special about it, then I'll feel special about it. Sam, do you feel special? You still feel the no-hitter special? Do you?
Yes, a no-hitter is special, Spadoni.
Okay, thank you.
There have been 326 no-hitters in the history of this game that dates back to the 1860s.
It's like a year.
Right? They're not that common.
It's a lot.
You weren't even alive back then. That's how long ago.
No, none of us are even alive. I can't even guarantee any of us will be alive on Sunday. How about that? What is still special? Like, when it comes to, you mentioned the triple-double. When did that not become special anymore?
It just felt
within
like,
the last decade.
Well, like Jason Kidd was like climbing.
And
up
I
the
be
charts.
Cynical. I might be really cynical about this because I do.
I think you are.
I do truly
I think
feel.
You are.
No, I do truly Absolutely. Feel like it's lost its shine though. An 888-957-9570. I don't
think
it's
differentiated. Here's where if you're going like five guys to get a no-no, like. That's, I can see where you're coming from.
And that's kind of happened a lot lately.
Like, no, it has. But, like, for example, Chris Heston, and I said to the guys in the room, he always comes to mind when someone brings up a no-no. Like, that is the moment in his entire career. Most people don't even know the name Chris Heston. I remember Kevin Brown doing it against the Giants when he was a Marlin back in 97. My dad and I were at that game. And by the end, I was rooting to see something historic. Well, I was at that game. I think he hit a guy in, like, the 7th or 8th inning. I forget. Look that game up. Now, I want to say 97. It wasn't 98. I want to say it was 97. Kevin Brown, before he became a Dodger. Or maybe it was after he became a Dodger and got traded to the Marlins.
See, June 10th, 97. Yeah, Marlins Giants.
The Marlins Giants. See,
the one that sticks out to me even more than the Yusmeiro Petit is the perfect game that should have happened. It almost did. Yusmeiro Petit.
Here, quick, Shasky. The only base runner was a hit by pitch with 2 outs in the 8th inning.
Who was it that got hit?
Give me a second. I'll pull it up.
So it was 2 outs in the 8th inning with a hit by pitch. Could have been a perfect
game. What team was it against?
Marlins.
I went to a Padre game for my buddy Velas's bachelor party down in San Diego, and it was Tim Lincecum to come against the Padres, and I'll never forget. We were going to go to, I think it was Friday night. We ended up going to Saturday, and Friday night was the blowout or whatever. We went to the Tim Lincecum start, and essentially, Lincecum had a no-no going. And, you know, Lincecum at that point, I want to say it was 2013, he was kind of scuffling, you know, and he had lost his spot in the rotation and in 2012, and it just wasn't the same.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
And the entire crowd for San Diego, by about the seventh or eighth inning, was rooting for him to get this no-no. And when you look back at his career, you know, that is one of the he had two of them against the Padres, one of the cherries on the top of his career outside of the World Series rings and all the Cy Youngs and all that. Like, these are, you know, that's something special. And I'll never forget the Hunter Pence catch that he made right in front of us in right field to preserve it. There are certain moments that I do believe are special. And if there are kids that are, you know, on the, you know, hey, you got to go to bed. You know, it's the last couple weeks of school. No, Dad. Bubich has got a no-no going.
That's just one of the all-time.
He went
hits.
To Mitty. No, but I think it's kind of cool. Maybe I'm just being a little nerdy. I don't know.
No,
I thought
okay.
It was cool.
You're being a baseball nerd.
You're being sentimental. I'm being a cynic right now. I'm being Steiny. You're being Guru. That's okay. That's all right. In this situation, I will 100% be Matt Steinmetz and be on my soapbox here and say, you know what?
So 37 and a quarter for Clay, or
that's good. That's okay. A good one. That's something that's not going to be broken. That's not going to be broken.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
That's not going to be broken. No hitters happen, though. Like, a lot, it feels like. There's going to be three or four that happen this year.
What probably. About when Steph goes for 50?
50 is a good... That's a good one.
Right.
That doesn't happen as much anymore, no. 50. Actually, let's look that up. Let's see how many 50-points games were in the NBA in the regular season
this past year. There's more 50-point games than no-hitters, I think.
I would think so, too.
There's only been 19 no-hitters in the last 10 years.
Yeah, I would think so, too.
What about 60-point?
659 50-point games in NBA history, twice as many as no-hitters.
Now, let's go to 60-point games.
Uh-huh. 200-yard receiving days. Like, I remember when Anquan Boldin went for 200 yards on opening day 2013 against the Green Bay Packers at home, capped through for like 400. This was one of the greatest performances I've ever seen. Right? Like, I know, this is off the top of my head.
That's a great one.
You just remember certain things.
No, that's a good
super
one.
Yeah. Nuanced. I don't know how many people would remember that.
No. Yeah. What Christian McCaffrey had, how many touchdowns in a game? He got close to a record,
Ricky Waters, I believe, had 5 in a game, which was the rushing record.
Right.
I think Tomlinson might have tied it.
That's insane.
Tomlinson might have had 6 total, but 5 rushing.
I know. I always like when they do the total.
Tomlinson was ridiculous.
Insane.
I think he might have thrown for one, too.
How many 60-point NBA games, Sam?
91 times in NBA history has someone scored 60 or more. 32 of those were by Wilt Chamberlain.
So a 60-point game is closer to a perfect game then, right? That's pretty...
If you take away the Wilt Chamberlain games, yes.
That is what I am doing, yes.
So, like, Wilmer Flores the other night had a 3-home run night. That wasn't special?
Well, it was crazy. That wasn't even his best at-bat of the weekend. It was that one against Mason Miller where he drew a walk, probably. But it was special. He had how many? 8 RBIs? 8 ribbies? And Sam had all the stats over the weekend. It was insane. Well, Wilmer Flores... He leads Major League Baseball right now with RBIs, correct? I think he might be tied.
Yeah. I think he's also leading a go-ahead RBIs as well.
That's my guy, Wilmer Flores, the one you
Wilmer Flores Appreciation Week.
There you go.
But, like, I think, you know, when I think about it, like, Roy Halladay, if I just close my eyes and think about Roy Halladay, one of the greatest pitchers of the generation, one of my favorites.
Oh, you think of that playoff no-hitter?
I think of the Philly no-hitter that he had, right? If I say the name Don Drysdale, don't you think of it?
Yeah,
World Series?
But you also think of guys like, again, Chris Heston's of the world, right?
The beauty of baseball.
I think of more no-hitters if I'm a fan of my particular team than I do remember no-hitters like outside of Blake Snell last year. Do you remember anyone else throwing a no-hitter?
I forgot the Blake Snell one, so I should probably see myself out on this
September.
One. But it was one of his great moments of his career. This is a guy who has 2 Cy Youngs, one in the NL, one in the AL. He had never gone a complete game in his entire career, which was outstanding. And I think he only had pitched into the ninth inning like one time prior to that.
A week prior to that, Dylan Cease did it against the Nationals. He had one for the Padres. And then a couple weeks later, a month later, Shota Imanaga, Nate Pearson, and Porter Hodge. Yeah, the great
Porter
Hodge.
Well, that one gets a little
combined,
more diluted.
Combined no-hitter.
Yeah.
Ronel Blanco had one last year for the Astros, actually on April Fool's Day. Prior to that, Michael Lorenzen, Framber Valdez, Matt Manning, Jason Foley, Alex Lange.
So, like, hitting for the cycle to me is super cool, right? Like, that's something I think about in baseball. Whether you're a kid, whether you're in high school, whether you're in the pros, hitting for the cycle to me is like, wow. Like, you know how random that is?
Cycles are
cool. Sorry, 349 times has someone hit for the cycle. So, just a few more than no-hitters.
Close to a no-hitter.
Interesting.
Okay. Interesting.
I would have thought they would have been about the same. Yeah.
But that goes back to the scorekeeper sometimes, where they fumble the bag, if you will. I wonder how many cycles should have happened if there was a bad scorekeeper, right? But you could do that with every single.
But it is funny how in baseball, like, it's such a mental game. The minute that it's changed from an error to a hit, boom, he gives up a double. Or what was it, a double or a rip ball down the line? It ended up being a double down the line. And it all becomes a moot point. But I always play the woulda, coulda, shoulda. Like, once you know that the no-no's broken up, you do kind of ease off the throttle a little, don't you?
I'll ease off the throttle in this conversation. We can get back into actual baseball here on the other side. I just thought it was interesting. I don't know. Just, you know, Sam and Carter feeling some type of way about Bubic losing his no-hitter.
I love that you two still think about baseball that
That's
way.
That's good, because I don't.
I'm ready to spoon both of you. It's a joke.
Cut that, please. Shout out to those watching on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube. I had to let that breathe. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. The guests today are the people. We want your contributions because we're going to get into a lot today. We're going to get into the NBA playoffs. Some of the sounds we missed over the weekend. What Aaron Gordon had to say in regards to rest in the playoffs. Are they not getting enough rest in these playoffs? I think Stephen Curry might agree with that as well, who is dealing with a grade one hamstring strain, and hopefully he recovers quickly over the summer as their season has now come to an end, just like Aaron Gordon's and the Denver Nuggets. We'll also get into what I mentioned earlier, Fred Warner. Locked up, baby. Fred Warner. And I want to give him his flowers, all right? I could buy myself flowers. No, I'm going to buy Fred Warner some flowers, baby. He deserves them. And that's what's coming up, brought to you by Valvoline. Memorial Day weekend is almost here. Swing by Valvoline Instant Oil Change and make sure your vehicle is road ready. No appointment. Stay in your car. Done in about 15 minutes. Visit BayAreaOilChange.com for locations and coupons.
A lot of Bay Area banking customers are faced with a choice. Which financial institution best fits what they're looking for? It might make sense to consider a bank's history. Take Fremont Bank. For 60 years, we've provided stability and consistency with an emphasis on relationships. We've grown one customer at a time, not through mergers or acquisitions, because that's how you can do business when you're independently owned and community-focused. Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
Oh, you got to know your roots. I think Wilmer Flores definitely knows his roots. Does the scorekeeper yesterday in San Francisco know his roots? We'll see. But there's a huge home game coming up for the Oakland Roots this Saturday, May 24th, against New Mexico United. You know where it's at. All home games are at the Oakland Coliseum, baby. You see that weather out there? If you're out in Oakland like I am, it's been beautiful. 75 degrees, just a little slight breeze. That's all you need. Go enjoy Oakland Pride. Enjoy the energy of an Oakland Roots game. Go to the tailgate. Enjoy the sights, the sounds, the smells, all of it. And you can get your tickets to an Oakland Roots game at OaklandRootsSC.com. That's right, OaklandRootsSC.com. You could also watch the game on KTVU Plus or ESPN Plus. The error was shifted to a hit for Wilmer Flores, who just stays hot. Stay hot, Wilmer. And that was the end of that. But we shift to the actual game. Tough loss there, but overall, the Giants have been playing pretty freaking well, coming off a sweep against the A's over the weekend. L yesterday, get back on the bump today. And Hayden Birdsong, the guy that you've been clamoring for, Joe, the guy that you couldn't understand why he wasn't in the rotation to start the season, got into the bullpen, has made his mark there. He's been pretty damn good. He's been the long man at times for them if they needed it. Taking on Michael Lorenzen of the Kansas City Royals tonight. That is the pitching matchup. Should be a fun one. Lorenzen, obviously another guy who has pitched a no-hitter, as I referenced in the past. But what are you looking for Hayden Birdsong tonight? And is this something that we could be looking back on? It's like, this is the moment for this rotation, this young rotation now. Birdsong, you got Webb. We don't know what's going on with Justin Verlander. He's got the pec thing going. They're going to give him a couple days off of rest. Guy's old, so you never know. But how important of a start is this, I guess, for Hayden Birdsong tonight?
I just think he needs to continue to do what he's been doing, which is throw strikes and eat on the corners. I mean, he's been unbelievably pinpoint with some of his accuracy. He can throw three or four pitches on any given outing, four strikes on command. He's got great movement. I think the guy's an absolute beast, and he continues to impress me with the moxie and never really getting rattled when runners get on base or any of that stuff. So I think he's a stud. Before I even get to Birdsong, though, you also have to, like, digest for a second. You saw him last night, Jordan Hicks. I'm tired of everyone who covers the Giants telling me that Jordan Hicks' numbers are better, or he's better than the numbers. I watch every game. Jordan Hicks falls behind in counts, is forced to throw strikes right down the middle because he can't find the zone, and he gets tagged. All right, you don't
stuff could only get you so far. You got to be able to, you know, get out there and execute. And he hasn't been able to.
He has fallen behind in counts routinely for about a year now. Okay. He had a really good start with like a month, 2 month start, last year. And since then, he's been a guy that misses multiple balls out of the zone, away, down, up. He can't get anything over for a strike. And then, like, last night's a great example. He comes into the game as a reliever, and he fell behind multiple times. 2-0, 3-0. And then he's forced to throw one right down the pipe. Guy takes it. Next pitch, 3-1. Same exact spot. Guy rips it up the middle for a single. They get the big third run, which is to go up 3-1. And Jung Hoo Lee, instead of throwing home, hits the cutoff, and they get the guy coming around second base. But, like, Jordan Hicks is just, the guy needs to throw strikes. I don't care how hard you throw. If you don't throw strikes, ball one doesn't matter. If you're throwing 108 or if you're throwing 88.
Well, it's the old Jeff Samardzija thing, right? Like, I need a pitcher, I don't need a thrower, right? So that's the difference, right? That's the nuance right there.
So that's why he's not in the rotation.
But that's the thing with Jordan Hicks. He was a former closer, and like you thought, like, wow, we could add this guy for whatever you're not getting in the rotation. Okay, we got Birdsong. We know he can be serviceable at the very least. Take there. Verlander's been pretty freaking solid. I know he doesn't really have a win. Or maybe he has one win. I don't even know what he's got. Zero. Still zero for Justin? Damn. Robbie Ray obviously has been a baller. You know what you're going to get from Logan Webb. And you just felt like, if I can get Jordan Hicks, that's another thing to bolster my rotation. I feel good about Doval. Walker, we'll see. But good for the most part.
And Rogers has been great all year.
Exactly.
I know yesterday wasn't his best.
Exactly. But you could add another layer to that. It's like, all of a sudden, we're cooking with hot grease here. But you got to freaking contribute, man. Like, it's frustrating.
I like him out of the pen, though.
And I've seen him at times be really good out of there. Yeah. So I'm not trying to crush him after a couple starts here, or a couple fill-ins, I should say. Obviously, the Arizona one was really bad against the Diamondbacks. Five earned runs there. And then you just look at his overall ERA. I think that's just a little inflated because of some of the starts that he's had. And he's gotten absolutely shelled. I am giving him kind of a clean slate, per se, but I'm going to wipe away all that stuff. I'm just going to go from here on out the bullpen numbers. And it hasn't been great still. It hasn't been great. Hopefully he can get on and locked in. Because the stuff is, like, you see it.
I know.
You see the velocity. Like, that stuff doesn't grow on trees. It's one thing if he's throwing 89, 90, 91 getting shelled. You're throwing 95-plus constantly. Like, hit your spots.
No, there's no doubt about it. Let me ask you this one, Joe. What do you think league-wide batting average is currently in Major League Baseball?
Oh, God, these are always interesting for me. Used to be 250. Is that high?
It's about 245
okay,
right now.
Okay, all right.
Give or take.
All right, that's good.
It's actually been kind of slowly trying to creep back up. It got down to 243 in 2022, and then they've added, obviously, no shifting, the pitch clock and stuff.
Okay.
And I think
a couple points.
You're starting to see like it creep back up to the 250 zone, which is good, right? It's really good. This guy, opponents are batting 300 against him right now.
Jesus. It's not good.
No. And
not good.
There aren't a lot of 300 hitters in the game anymore. It's not like it was back in the early 2000s. So, like Jordan Hicks, again, if you fall behind in counts and you have to throw a get it in, whatever, breaking ball, fastball, cutter, whatever he's throwing at any particular time, major league hitters are going to sit on that. And they're going to go, all right, now I can attack the zone, right? And so the guy needs to get his mechanics right and figure out how to throw strikes more. The reason why Hayden Birdsong has been so dynamic is that he actually is throwing strikes and staying ahead in the count. And then you could throw that devastating, downward breaking ball that he's got. I don't even know what it is. It's like a slurve. Like, Sammy, what do they call that pitch that he's got that slurvy downward pitch that he does? Someone hurt Birdsong.
That's his sweeper, I think, isn't it?
Are they calling it a sweeper?
No one really knows what a sweeper is, though.
Yeah, I know. It's like it looks like a slider curve.
Like a mix between like a slider and a curveball.
It's pretty nasty. But you can get away with that when you're throwing cheese.
We just call it filth.
Right on the black. It. And then you throw that breaking ball, and guys are just way out in front of it because they're trying to protect on the outside.
All that being said, the Giants still do have the best team bullpen ERA.
Well, Randy Rodriguez has been great.
It's been awesome.
Tyler Rogers has been great. Camilo's been great. Yep. Ryan Walker, for as many downs as people want to remember, he's been pretty good.
Been pretty good.
Right? So they've got a lot of guys contributing. I question, it's not just now with Birdsong, like, how long are we going to wait on Wisenhunt? Mm. Wisenhunt had another great performance in AAA. He's the lefty prospect that's been kind of sitting there waiting. And Landon Roop has been okay for the Giants. And I just wonder, are they going to go full youth movement in the rotation?
It's a good point. Now, as much as the bullpen has been balling and the starting pitching has been balling for the most part, it's the hitting right now for the Giants.
Absolutely.
That's what it comes down to. I mean, one run yesterday is just not good enough. And you look in the National League, there, as I count, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12th right now. 12th in team batting average, batting 236 as a team. That's above the Milwaukee Brewers, and then two of the worst teams in all of baseball have already fired their managers, the Colorado Rockies and the Pittsburgh Pirates. So it's not good company, Joe, is what I'm telling you.
And quite frankly, Yaz had a great start to the year. Wilmer Flores has been outstanding. It could have been a lot worse. Adamas isn't doing much. Chapman's not doing much. Bailey situationally has been better, but overall, like, the production's not there. Huff is, he had a hit late last night, but he's been bad. He had like 12 strikeouts in his last 20 at bats.
He's been huffing and puffing at the plate.
You know, Luis Matos hasn't been great. You know, Jung Woo Lee's been kind of cold after being so hot early on. The point that I'm getting at is that they've really got this thing anchored by a couple of guys. Yaz, Ramos, Wilmer, and a lot of other guys are hit and miss right now. Jung Woo Lee's been good, too. I don't want to sleep on him.
What's going on with my guy, Kyle Harrison, still at the bullpen? So is he any hope for him that he can come back and be a contributor?
I'm so lukewarm on that.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so crazy to me that he was this guy. All of a sudden, you just can't trade him if you want Ohtani. And then all of a sudden, it's just he's fallen that much out of favor. Well, because we're talking about Birdsong, right?
Yes.
We're talking about one of the young guys you've been excited about.
What did I say to you guys a year ago?
You did.
I said, I think Birdsong's the better prospect.
But I did feel like, you know, I think him, Birdsong, and Harrison, they both got like these looks from Bob Melvin and the entire staff and Buster Posey. I don't think Buster Posey's clearly not in love with these guys like Farhan Zaidi was. And they said, you know what? Yeah, it's going to be anyone's game. We brought in Verlander. Robbie Ray, you know what you're going to get. Former Cy Young winner. Logan Webb's always up there. So it's going to be tight. And then they obviously gave the nod to Jordan Hicks, which in hindsight was hilarious. Like, because he's not that guy. He just doesn't have the stamina to keep up as a starting pitcher in the National Baseball
League. But I'm not mad at them and then signing him to a multi-year deal. I would have put his arm with my staff and just try to figure it out. I'm not mad at that move. The one that's frustrating for me is, like, you bring up Harrison, and I don't know if it's mismanagement. I don't know if he's just not as good as we thought or what. But it's also, like, baseball's weird, right? And sometimes you get a guy like Vogelsong, who's a former first-round pick, and he just bounces around, and he's got to kind of figure it out and then eventually realize his potential.
Sometimes you draft the phenom like a Trey Lance, and you end up with a Brock Purdy. And sometimes it happens like that.
It's a good point.
Richie Queens, we'll get you on the other side. I promise. 888-957-9570. We'll put a bow on this Giants conversation and get into the red and gold, because a big contract extension happened yesterday with one Fred Warner. I'm going to give him his flowers. You should too. We'll discuss that on the other side. And it's going to be brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
1984 All-Star Game. This is more of the 80s.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's very... Okay, all right.
Yeah,
I'm out at that.
As I take my hat off.
Okay. Yeah. You look very San Francisco today, by the way.
Why is that?
Well, you're wearing a vest, and you're wearing a button-down, and you're wearing a Giants hat.
I wear the vest
every
day.
Corporate Joe Shasky in the building.
Gotta trade those stocks.
Gotta trade those stocks,
I've been wearing a vest since Marty McFly. I don't want to hear about the
talking
tech
about
stuff.
Refi and the...
Get out of here, dude.
He's invested in that look.
Back to the Future, 1985, the DeLorean. How dare you?
Do you have a 628 number?
628, Joe!
I'm going to walk over here. And I'm going to go through that glass, and I'm going to slap you.
By the way,
how dare you disrespect me like that? I'm so 415, I got my son a 415 number just to lock it up on Verizon. I'm dead serious.
Did you actually?
I swear to God.
How? Real quick, as we're talking,
I swear to God.
I believe it.
What's that?
I believe that.
Well, because I'm not going to get my son a phone. I've already convinced myself.
Yeah, you got to wait.
No, but I will get him a watch at some point. So that I just know where he is, and like that way, if he does need to make a phone call, he can call me. You don't need to do any texting or any of that stuff. You're fine. A watch is more than enough.
Yeah. You remember back in the day, you had the iPod Touch.
Got a microchip.
You had the iPod Touch, but you can get around that through like messaging on Facebook, or you could do like the calling feature. They had an app for that. So it was basically an iPhone. I was like, what are you guys doing? Just go all in on the iPhone. They thought you did. You brought up area codes, or Carter did. Real quick, because we didn't get to talk about it yesterday because so much happened in Brock Purdy contract and all that. But the A's played the Giants. And the Giants did something very interesting. Maybe it's not interesting to some, but for me it was, and you brought it up. They had the 415 banner, which area code for San Francisco.
And they have an area that's like the 415 area where you pay a certain amount of money. It's pretty relatively inexpensive, and you can kind of go hang out in that little party zone all year long.
And they also had a 510 banner. That's the Oakland one. That's interesting.
Now, you're an A's fan, originally.
Originally, I don't know what I am anymore. It is what it is.
I think Rob Lowe.
I got the cap on. I'm a fan of Major League Baseball, except for no-hitters.
So how did that land on you when you saw that the Giants were trying to lure you in? Because over the weekend, it was Giants-A's. And let me set this up, and I want you to react to this, because the reason being is, like, I'm a Giants fan, and I see both sides of it. Like, they are clearly trying to grasp at any dollars that they can of the East Bay fan, which is smart business, but also the tact is not, it's not a good look. And then you bring in Mr. Fab, and you bring in the celebration song at the end of the game.
Cool in the game.
I thought it was a little heavy-handed. And I'm a Giants fan, and I admit, like, and we obviously know, like, there's no secret. The Giants did not want the Oakland A's in the East Bay. Okay, we could talk about Fisher all we want, but it's not like there wasn't some, and I'm not going to say blood, but it's not like there wasn't some dirt on the Giants' hands. Yep. Whether it was pushing them out, slamming the door on them, like, they're involved in some capacity. They're culpable. Not all the way, but there's a slice of the pie where they're involved. And I understand all the rights. Giants wouldn't have got rights to the South Bay if it wasn't for the A's originally. You know, and the Giants nixed and reneged on giving them rights to the South Bay when they wanted to build in San Jose. That doesn't exonerate the Giants. It also doesn't make them the ultimate bad guy.
No.
But they're culpable in this whole thing. So when you see them kind of like immediately, hey, 415, 510 love, how'd that make
way
you feel?
Way too heavy-handed. The body hasn't been buried yet. Can we let it breathe for a second, the entire situation? You know?
I do get
it. That's kind of like there's going to be a time and place for maybe some A's fans say, you know what, maybe I'll go across the bay and I'll root for the Giants at some point. Within a year, though, like, or however, months, let's let it relax for a little bit. Just like, don't be so heavy-handed. You don't need to do that. And I get it. I guess the Giants released a statement in the San Francisco Chronicle saying, quote, all baseball fans are welcome to the park, but especially this weekend, last weekend playing the A's, those from the 510, the East Bay. It's like, okay, that's, again, you don't have to do so heavy-handed with it. Just, if they just let it breathe and it was just any other game, I actually kind of would have respected it more. I would have felt better as an A's fan. If you just don't even acknowledge the East Bay roots at all, because there are Giants fans already that are, there's a lot of Giants fans in Oakland.
Sure.
Sam lives there. He lives right
Walnut
near me. Like,
Creek.
There's, of course.
All over. Livermore.
Course.
Yeah.
So, like, just let it breathe for a little bit before being so heavy-handed with the 510, Mr. Yeah. Fab, all Oakland. Like, you don't need to do that.
I agree.
Give it a year. Give it a couple of years and say, you know what? Hey, start shouting out Oakland more and more and more, and eventually you'll build up and say, you know what? The Giants are actually, they do care about Oakland. Okay. You know what? Maybe that can't be my team. Because young Benny's probably going to, that's probably going to be his team. Hell, I have a nephew in North Carolina, young Noah. He's telling me his favorite team's the Giants. And he really? Watches them all the time. My brother told me that.
Wow.
I was like, it's crazy. He's like, yeah, Jung Hoo Lee. He's like, Uncle Joe, can you guess my favorite team? North Carolina, right? So I was like, I don't know. The Braves, something like that. I don't know. Like, no. It was Yankees. No. Red Sox. No. The Giants. I was like, what?
Was he rooting for the no-no last night?
Exactly, yeah, right? It's past his bedtime. He's north. That's 3 hours ahead, right?
So let me ask you this one then.
But I did feel some type of way. Like, it just like, come on. Like, really? Like, just don't even bring tension to it. Just don't even. Because it brings up old wounds.
Are the Giants, just before this weekend, were the Giants the big bad villain for you when it, just in general?
No, not really.
Not about the move, just in general.
No, because I don't. I have no ill will towards the Giants at all. There used to be some sort of a rivalry. And it was funny because Stephen Langford, we were talking to KCBS, former host here at 95.7. We were just shooting the breeze in the room. And I was saying, yeah, I don't like no-hitters. He's like, you just don't like the Giants. I was like, I actually don't hate the Giants. I don't hate the Giants at all. I have zero ill will towards the San Francisco Giants and as a rivalry, as anything. I'm actually, this team's actually very fun to root for. They got guys that I like, Justin Verlander being one of them, Logan Webb, big Raiders fan, by the way. I like this Giants team. I like Jung Hoo Lee. I don't like the Giants brass and the executive level at times being so heavy-handed with certain things.
Yeah.
And just not reading the room. And I think that goes to MLB in general for a lot of things.
Totally
not being
agree.
Able to read the room.
Yeah.
Certain things. That's why I think the NFL laps everyone else because they just read the room so brilliantly yeah. with certain things. And this fandom being a part of it. Like, I don't know. I get the 49ers when the Raiders left. They did the faithful to the Bay thing. Mm-hmm. It was subtle. It was a shot.
No, it was 100% a shot.
It was a shot.
100%.
In
their own way.
But you know what? They weren't dumping on a bunch of like Raider fans. Come here, come here, come here. Yeah, we'll take you. We'll take you. I think John Lynch had some comments about it because he was asked about it.
Yeah.
But like, they're not doing 510 banners out there. They do Bay Area United things.
Yes.
Little things like that. That's fine. Don't just all of a sudden put 510. You're welcome here. Come on, guys. We love you. No. Oakland fans are different than San Francisco fans. They are. You got to know that fan base, and they don't know that yet.
There's no doubt they are. They're definitely different. It's funny to me, like
I will say, we are a sensitive group. They're very. You got all your sports teams taken away from you. You don't know how to like. You don't unless that happens to you. You don't really know how that fan base feels.
I hear you.
Yeah.
Can I ask you a question? Just about baseball in general. I think that. Do you think the average fan sees it as big business?
What?
Just the entire sport and how they treat their fans, the game, just everything. Everything is about the bottom line and the dollars. Do you think the average fan sees it that way?
No, I don't think the average fan sees it that way. I think some of the diehards do. The ones that have been hurt with like certain things, like the moves, like they'll see it that way. But I do think the average fan, they're not going into it. Like if I hit up, I don't know, my buddy who doesn't really care about baseball. He's like, oh, let's just go to a game, have fun. Oh, let's get a hot dog.
Yeah, yeah.
They're not thinking about that stuff. They're not.
They're thinking about,
We're so in the trenches with certain things
yes.
that maybe I lose perspective sometimes on just the average fan, and I have to get checked, by the Will and Marins, if you will.
Well, like, Sunday was Pony Day, right? So all the kids in the Pony Leagues around town had in the area. Which is like a different league than Little League, but they were all given like a discount on tickets. And so I knew a lot of kids that just went to the game in their Pony League jerseys. Mm-hmm. And so, seeing it through a child's eye is always different. But I've always viewed this as big business. Now, just because Walter Haas granted the San Francisco Giants the South Bay because he was a good person doesn't mean all these other people in baseball have operated that way forever. No. Why are the Dodgers in L.A. currently?
Why? Because the owner wanted to leave.
Money.
Yeah.
Money. He was seeking more money.
Yes.
Why stay in a market with three teams when I can go out into this other bigger market, this wild, wild west, and tap in and be the only brand in town?
Yep.
Okay? You know what? Why are the Giants thrilled that the A's are in Oakland and probably one day in Nevada?
Because they own Northern California.
It's market share.
They cut the state in half. Now we get everything.
It's and I use this analogy, and people kind of lose their minds. But I'm like, you think Pete's wants Starbucks right across the street?
No.
No, not at all. I saw the San Diego operator that had to shut their business after 25 years. They were furious at these street vendors that were pulling up in front of their business and pilfering their dollars.
Right.
Now, I'm sure that the reason that they closed their business is very layered.
God, I love bacon. But bacon-wrapped hot dogs are undefeated. Continue.
No, but like I understand being jaded and furious about it. And so I think there's a lot of A's fans that look at like, oh, I can't believe what the Giants did. It's like, I can.
Yeah.
It's called capitalism. And at the end of the day, you know, all these teams are fighting. Why were the Washington Nationals and the Baltimore Orioles fighting for 20 years?
Well, because of the regional networks, right?
Money.
They're right next to each other. Yeah. Sorry, I'm going the actual specifics here, but money.
The money on the television contracts and market share. And so it's just, it's kind of crazy to me that I think there's a lot of people that are extremely naive. Now, again, I acknowledge the Giants are not some like victim in the situation. They are also culpable of what's gone down. But the main villain in this one is John Fisher.
Well, I don't even want to say it. It's almost like Voldemort. You just don't even say his name. But I don't fear John Fisher. I'll say his name. By the way, how's Con Man Cavill doing these days? He just slithered back
into
the sewers. He just slithered back into the sewers where he belongs. Great. Richie's in Queens. He wants to talk about the Giants. All it says is Giants' worst hitting team in baseball. This is going to be a good one.
I don't know about that.
Richie, real quick, Richie, before we get to the Giants.
Flores has got the like top three in RBIs.
Richie, before we get to the Giants, they're loving their Knicks action out there in New York, right? Do you feel the Knicks fever, Rich?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's mind-boggling, guys. I go back 60 years with them. The city is when the Knicks are really good, over any sport, they just take over the city. So it's really, really, you know, for a team that wasn't predicted to get past the second round against the Celtics. And now you got to.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.